Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. From time to time, I'll have followers who will share stories with me. They express concern about
various efforts that they want to help, and one of which is Tawana Miller. Tawana shared with me about a fundraiser that's taking place right now. Patrick Taylor, who's on the line, we'll talk to him in just a minute. He's in the middle of an adoption journey as he tries to adopt Ava and Braden, and we're going to let him share his story and the story of these young people who he wants to adopt, this family that he wants to continue to help and support. And I'm thankful for people like Tawana who are willing to share these efforts with me to let me know so that we can try to help however we can. Now, Patrick is from the Mobile, Alabama area, and I know that we have followers and listeners in Mobile as well as across the state of Alabama and across the region, and I appreciate all of you who listen, and I hope that you'll hear this story and that you'll decide to make a difference in the life of this family. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Patrick Taylor.
Thank you.
Patrick, let's just start from the beginning. When did you become part of this family, this unit, and what happened that has caused some great turmoil or conflict in the family unit right now?
Yeah, I started dating their mother. I can't remember exact date, but it was almost 19 years ago. So they were 2 and 12 months at this point, and I started being, you know, dating her, and you know, if you're dating a woman that has children, you start, you know, caring for them and doing this and that. And I moved in, and then I was just falling in love with my kids. They went from, you know, calling me, you know, Patrick, and then they started calling me Dad. You know, I helped raise them from pretty much their whole life. I'm the only one they ever known, except for their mother. My son, Braden, he graduated from Bryant High School 2 years ago. He was a valedictorian of his class. He got a free ride to Alabama, and that's where he is today. My daughter, Ava, she's a freshman at Alabama. She's double majoring in dance and law. So she's pretty busy right now. We dropped them off August and September. My wife's head was hurting really bad. She couldn't sleep. She couldn't walk. She couldn't do anything. It was just nonstop headaches. We were looking up the symptoms, and you know, it kept coming back, brain cancer. We were just debating. Once it started getting worse and worse, I finally made her go to the hospital. I pretty much picked her up and took her, and come to find out she had 16 tumors in her brain. Not only in her brain, she also had it in her shoulder, around her lungs, in her back, her spine, pretty much everywhere. At that point, I was her caregiver. I still worked at the time, so I would maybe work 2 days, and then the rest of the time, I'm pretty much taking care of her, taking her doctor appointments, radiation, chemo, all that good stuff. She was a really, really proud woman. She didn't want no one to know that she was sick. She didn't want anyone to feel sorry for her for being sick. She just wanted to keep going and still fight it. While she was having her chemo, she started having, I guess you call them burns on her body, which turned to staph, which pretty much she passed away 2 weeks ago. I think that's about 6 o'clock in the morning. I was here with her. I held her. No one really knew how bad she was. Her kids knew, but they didn't realize it was this bad. We tried to just keep it away from them. We want them to flourish in school. We want them to enjoy their lives because they're only young once and once.
Right.
And I've done some of the hardest things in my life this past 2 weeks. Is to hold her while she passed and telling our kids that she has passed. It was really, 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 really bad. I've always wanted to adopt them, always, but I never had the finances to. Also, they were younger than 18, so it's a little harder to adopt when they're under 18. Now they're over the age of 18, and it's a little easier, but it's still like $8,000 to adopt. Because right now they're pretty much orphans, and by law, I'm not saying like physically orphans because sure. I'm their dad, but by law of this state, they're orphans, and I can't have that.
Patrick, did you and Brooke talk about the possibility of you adopting the children before she passed away? I know Ava has organized the fundraiser we're going to talk about in just a little bit.
Yeah, we multiple times, but once Brooke got sick, everything changed. All my energy focused on her trying to get her better and letting her see her doctors, and unfortunately she didn't survive, and I just wanted to honor her for raising two amazing children that are going to accomplish so much in their lives, that to do something we've always talked about is giving him my last name. So, and they've always wanted it. They understood him. They're really smart people.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Patrick Taylor. He's from Mobile, Alabama. And we're talking about the adoption of Braden and Ava Vick. Their mother, Brooke, passed away. When we come back, we're going to talk to Patrick about this fundraiser to adopt Braden and Ava, and I hope that you'll find an opportunity to share this fundraiser that we're going to share, and also, if you can financially do it, support this fundraiser to help Patrick adopt these young people that he's had in their life for 19 years. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. with the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now I have with me Patrick Taylor from Mobile, Alabama. Thanks to Tawana Miller, she shared this effort with me called Patrick's Adoption Journey. As he tries to adopt Braden and Ava Vick, they've been a part of his life now for 19 years. He had a long-term relationship with Brooke Gillis, and she passed away due to renal cell carcinoma, kidney cancer, and relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis. We want to, of course, express our concerns for the family and during this difficult time. As Patrick said in the first segment, it's been 2 weeks ago that Brooke passed away, but this is a family that's hurting right now. This is a family that's lost someone very dear to them. The young people, Braden and Ava, have to live without their mother, and that's a very difficult situation. I know when I was a young person, my grandparents raised me. My grandfather passed away when I was 18. I was at Alabama. And I was a freshman going into my second semester at the university when he passed away. And one of the hardest experiences I ever had as an 18-year-old to lose my grandfather. And so I was one of those who had guardianship offered to my grandparents, and they accepted and they raised me as if I was their own. And I appreciate their willingness to do that for me. And I hope now that Patrick Taylor can do just that for Braden and Ava. Welcome back to the show, Patrick.
Thank you.
As I just said, this is something that's close to my heart because my grandparents took guardianship of me when I was 9 years old, so they were able to do that when I was very young, but they took that responsibility to be my parents, and I appreciate both of them for that. They're no longer with us, but they stepped in a time when I needed someone to step into that role, and they did it. And you have Ava and Braden, who need you to step in that role and continue to be in that role as a father figure to them as they are at the University of Alabama, and we want to try to help. I appreciate you being willing to share this story, share about Brooke. I know 2 weeks ago is not long, and here you are sharing about what she went through. And as you said, she was a very proud person, didn't want a lot of people to know what was happening during that time. But here we are now with Braden and Ava, and Ava has started a fundraiser, organized a fundraiser called Patrick's Adoption Journey to help you to adopt them. I know that that means a lot to have Ava organize this fundraiser, knowing that this is a potential to be able to adopt both of them.
Yeah, it's an honor, really. You know, you might not always get to talk to them every single day, but you know, they love you, and just by something like this, you know, it's a huge honor for me that they get to call me dad.
Patrick, let me ask you this. When it comes to having a couple of young people who are over 18 that you're adopting, I know that there are some benefits when it comes to them being on insurance with a parent. Are those things taken care of? Are those concerns that are part of this as well, that maybe there are some things that they can be able to benefit from by being adopted by you?
Yes. I will be able to put them on my insurance once they're adopted. So they'll have that till they're 27 or as long as they're in school. So I want them to have the good insurance, the good life they deserve, because right now they're at school, but their lives are shattered right now, and I worry about them, that I'm, 4 hours away and I can't just hug them when they need it.
And Braden, he's a smart kid. You said he was valedictorian of Bryant High School?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, he was also probably one of the smartest in the county. He's really, really smart.
We want to congratulate him on that honor of being valedictorian and now attending the University of Alabama on a full ride. Did you say he had a full ride to the University of Alabama scholarship?
Yeah, he has a full ride. Everything is paid for, which, helps us a lot on finances and dorms and food.
Absolutely.
Awesome. She was so proud of him that he accomplished what he accomplished in his life. And listening to his speech, I've never seen her more proud than after he did his valedictorian speech. It was quite an amazing speech as well. So
I tell you what, Patrick, let's give a message out to our listeners right now, our followers, as we talk about the Patrick's Adoption Journey fundraiser on GoFundMe. What is a message you would have for them, people who are listening, who have gotten to know your family now over the past 17, 18 minutes to get to know a little bit better? But what do you say to them to encourage them to support this effort to bring Ava and Braden into your family to make it official?
I think every kid, every child needs to feel like they're wanted and important in people's lives. And I've always tried to tell them certain things in life that's really important. Family is really important. School's really important. So there's so many things that they could have done, but going how straight they're going, how determined, how tough-minded they are, It's a tribute to her mom, and probably not as much tribute to me, but because they're just like their mom in certain ways. So they're just going to be really successful in these lives, in their two lives, and I just hate that their mom won't be able to see everything. Also, I'm kind of shocked that I'm on a radio show talking about Brooke's passing and my fundraiser that I'm trying to adopt my kids, because I didn't think it was going to go this high up. I just thought I was doing the right thing that they deserve. They deserve this, and it's to honor their mother.
And it sounds to me like Brooke would be pretty proud right now of what you guys are doing together to make this adoption happen, to keep the unit together.
Yes. I want us to be together, to have my last name, to know that they're going to be a part of my life for the rest of their life and mine. Because you might be dating their mom or living with their mom, but you're also having connections with the kids as well. And they become your lives, and before you know it, you fall in love with them, and they start calling you dad, and they just, it's crazy how that happened.
But it has. And here we are now with Patrick's Adoption Journey on GoFundMe. People can easily search Patrick's Adoption Journey on GoFundMe.com, and they'll read the story about Brooke, and they'll hear about Ava and Braden. And I hope, as I said at the beginning of this, that people will at least share this adoption journey. And if they financially can, donate, contribute to this fundraising effort. And I do wish you all the best, Patrick, along with Braden and Ava. And we do extend our condolences to your family in the loss of Brooke. I know that that's a very difficult time for you all to go through and continue to go through. And I know that you'll hurt for a very long time, but I know that there is some consolation in the fact that if you can adopt, that does bring some closure to the relationship that you've had for Braden and Ava for these many years.
Yes, it would. I would love to have them with my last name. It'd be great.
Well, we look forward to seeing that happen. And Patrick, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, sir.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. And then also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by. Who live and love in my hometown.